Nursing home staff, fed up with low pay and long hours, are leaving, but then coming right back. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks explains how these workers are able to make a lot more money for the exact same work.
Monica Cummings is a licensed practical nurse in Elkhart. She says even before COVID, nursing home work was hard and often thankless.
We're not going to work ourselves to death for peanuts anymore. And you know, there are a lot of nurses that have left and said, I don't care how much it pays. I can't do it anymore. And that's sad.
Add COVID challenges to that, and it's easy to see why workers are leaving nursing homes in droves. In Indiana, about 16% of nursing homes report nursing shortages. Nationally, it's about 1 in 4. Many workers like Cummings, who are sticking around, are going to staffing agencies. They offer flexible, short-term contracts and lately pay a lot more. Zena Lowry, another nurse in northern Indiana, says right now she can make roughly $20 an hour more than when she was a nursing home staff member.
We're gaining that power back. We're understanding our worth and knowing our power, and we're negotiating that.
But some nursing home officials say the rising rates they're having to pay staffing agencies amounts to price gouging. Here's Bernie McGinnis, CEO of Majestic Care, a company with long-term care facilities across the Midwest.
To be blunt, I feel taken advantage of. Not even close to a fair market value am I being asked to pay. And that price just is it's unsustainable.
McGinnis says he wants to pay his nurses better and compete with staffing agencies. But he relies on reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid, which haven't kept up. So he's at a disadvantage.
We've seen our costs go up, 10-11% each year during this pandemic in a labor standpoint. In some markets, even more. Reimbursement does not go up 10-11% a year.
So McGinnis wants lawmakers to step in and do something to control the rising costs. Chris Madden heads the Indianapolis-based staffing agency Networks Connect. He's not opposed to staffing wage regulations, but says that alone won't fix the limited supply and high demand driving up prices.
The villain is COVID. The villain is COVID here, and it's just the silent villain that you can't talk to, you can't reason with, and we are just all, nobody knows what to do.
Madden says staffing agencies have to compete against each other for fewer nurses, demanding bigger paychecks.
Can you blame them? They're just saying, if this is what the market's paying, then I want to get paid that too. They're not holding their care. They're just saying, I want to be compensated for it.
John Bobliss researches economics and geriatric care at Miami University in Ohio. He says the Federal CARES Act money going to nursing homes has helped some weather recent spikes in labor costs. But that's not sustainable.
If this continues on this way, you will see a large number of nursing homes that may have to declare bankruptcy. Or the other option is politically that you have to increase reimbursement, and a lot of states don't want to do that.
A handful of states, including Minnesota and Massachusetts, have passed laws putting wage caps on how much staffing agencies can pay nurses. But in Indiana, we're halfway through the legislative session, and lawmakers haven't discussed any solutions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.